Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House this morning and Lois Ann's Day coming up this Sunday. We're going to get into all of that this morning with Kate Woodward and Keith Labor. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you here this morning.
Good morning.
Kate, I haven't seen you in ages, and Keith, I haven't seen you, I don't think, since last year when we did this show about Lois Ann's Day. So it's great to have you here to talk about a great program.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Before we get into Lois Ann's Day on Sunday, Kate, a little bit about Hope House. You're over there on Lafayette Boulevard doing lots of good things for families.
Yes. We are very busy this time of year, as you can imagine, with the holidays. All of the kids are back in school. Lois Ann's Hope House is the largest family homeless shelter in the region. And we can have up to 19 families at any given time on our campus. So right now we have just under 50 people and over 30 children. So you can imagine it's pretty busy.
Yes, I can imagine. That is a
all
lot of
ages,
people.
Yes. But it's great. It's one of the most rewarding parts of our job is we get to see a lot of different milestones. And we also do a ton of work with prevention. So trying to break the cycle of homelessness earlier on to prevent people from having to even enter into the shelter system.
You and your staff have got to be very busy because there's always just the day-to-day, but also just working with families to get them
absolutely
employed and in out into the community.
Right, and every family's needs are different, right? So really our goal is to just meet them where they're at when they come through our doors and give them the tools that they need to be successful. So we actually just moved out 5 families from our shelter that are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas in their own homes. So there's a lot to celebrate at Hope House right now.
I'll say 5 families.
Yes.
Boy, what? I mean, that with all that you do and all the highs and lows that your staff has, when you have any family leave, but to have five, that is just...
It's a huge success.
Yeah.
It's the whole reason why we exist, is to make sure that, you know, they can be stable, and we want to impact the community and make sure that more families and children have a safe place to sleep at night. So we're doing exactly that, and when they get, you know, the keys to their place and they sign their lease, it's the most rewarding thing. It's incredible.
But to bring 5 that you'll be bringing, there are such needs.
There
so
are.
5 new families coming in. I'm sure that has there's a challenge or two there.
Absolutely. I think for a lot of folks, family homelessness isn't always visible in the community. You may not see it when you're walking around downtown or in the community. However, it exists, and if you take one thing away, please know that there are several families in the community that are struggling. A lot of them are very hesitant to reach out for services,
sure,
just because they're worried that there will be some sort of repercussions for that. But locally in the region, there are 40 to 50 families every night that are seeking shelter assistance. And we're one of the only resources that are available for them. So our services are crucial now more than ever. And we stay fully occupied all year long.
40 to 50. That's just an amazing statistic.
It is. And we feel a chill in the air this morning. The temperatures are starting to drop.
Yep.
So we definitely closely monitor those that are seeking out for services to see, you know, what kind of assistance we can provide, just because we see an influx of people during the winter season that are experiencing a loss of housing.
Wow, that number. I'm glad you mentioned about family homelessness because we don't see that.
Yes.
I can't think of the last time that I would have seen a family.
Right.
We see the individuals, especially downtown.
Right.
But to know that there's family homelessness is pretty sobering.
Oh, yeah. So, for example, a lot of families are very transient in nature. So they might be staying in the car. Sometimes it's the parents are in a vehicle or outside, and they have their children staying with a relative. And what we see a lot of in this area is folks that are doubled up. So that means it's family members staying with, you know, other family members or friends temporarily, but it's not a long and stable option. Or they're residing in hotels temporarily and kind of paying night to night or week to week.
Mm. We'll talk more about the situation with the homeless families as we go along this morning. Lois Ann's Hope House, our focus, LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, the website.
Yes.
If you want more information, and a great Facebook page that will keep you up to date on what's going on and in ways you can help. Keith LeBoer is with Old Town Butcher downtown, but you're also on the board at Lois Ann's Hope House.
Right. I've been on the board for about 3 years now, and I noticed Hope House, 10 years ago, and sort of monitored them and watched what they were doing and recognized that there was a real need there.
Yeah.
So personally and through Old Town Butcher, we've supported them. When they invited me to be on the board, it was really quite an honor to be able to come in and help that closely.
Especially, and I'm sure with what you do, and to be able to help Hope House in whatever ways you can, either or personally and through the business, has to be just a great feeling.
It is. It's very fulfilling. One of the things we do, obviously, is offer food periodically. The last number of years, we've done Thanksgiving dinners for everybody there, Christmas hams, things like that. But what's happening this Sunday with Lois Ann's Day is going to be great, because it's an opportunity to introduce everybody in town to Hope House and show them really what they're doing and accomplishing.
If I remember right, was Lois Ann's Day and the whole concept, and we'll get into all the details, but this was your idea, wasn't it?
Well, they always sort of did an internal celebration, I think, over at Hope House, and I had a concept I wanted to do and have a lot of restaurants participate in doing sort of a burger cook-off. We didn't know if it should be a competition or what. We took the competitive part out of it because we wanted it to be more about Hope House.
Yeah.
But a lot of restaurants got on board right away because they wanted to show off, their house burger, and so Old Town Butcher's providing the ground beef and the buns, and they get to dress them any way they want to kind of show off what they can do.
So are these sliders, or isn't it a sliders, isn't it?
They are. They're sliders. And last year we provided enough for about 1,000 sliders, and this year we're going to be doing close to 1,500 sliders.
Wow.
When you come in, with when you buy your wristband, you come in and you get a couple of drink tickets, and you can have as many sliders as you want. One of the things I had trouble with last year was getting the restaurants to make them small enough so you could try all of them, because they really wanted to show off a lot. But hopefully they'll make them small enough that you can try a few of them and sort of get a taste for everybody.
I never thought of that. That if you make them too big after a certain number,
yeah,
I don't want any more sliders.
Now it's a food challenge. Who can eat all six, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year was great. The restaurants brought all their own, they bring all their own toppings and everything and season the ground beef. We drop it off on Saturday morning for them, so they have 24 hours to prep it. And then we put grills out, and they all grill them right there on site for you, so you can see how they're dressing and putting them together.
Boy, the smells that come.
Oh, it's
from
great.
It's over at Maury Park. It's called Maury Park, isn't it?
Yes.
Maury Park over on Kenmore Avenue.
Yes, it's at Maury Park. It's 901 Kenmore Avenue. Freddy Donuts and Soup and Taco are right across the street from it. You'll probably see the playground on the corner, but hopefully you will just smell us from the distance as you're driving down the street or walking to it, because it's going to be a great day and so much fun.
What a great, yes, the smell from there, from all those grills. I just can't imagine.
And they're all different. So every restaurant really has their own creative twist on it. So you really are sampling some of the best chefs and grill masters in downtown Fredericksburg. So it's a really good opportunity and great bang for your buck. $25, you get to sample six restaurants.
Yeah.
Get a couple drinks. It'll be fun.
And Keith, it is a great idea because for a lot of people, they may know about Hope House or maybe know where it's at, but they don't know that much about it. But here you're offering them the chance to come and get some great food, and also while you're there, oh, by the way, here's what Lois Ann's Hope House is doing and what they need.
Exactly. When I talk to my friends, and many of them, give to charities every year, they don't really know what they're giving to. I read an article, and it sounds like a good cause. But they have an opportunity, everybody in town has an opportunity to come down and actually meet the people that are doing it, ask questions, find out exactly, what their success rate is, which, by the way, more than 90% of the people that go through the program never go back into the system or don't within 2 years, which is just phenomenal. It's such a great thing to contribute to.
Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about all that and who's involved. A lot of good stuff to talk about this morning. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. is the website. Lois Ann's Day is this Sunday, and we'll give you all the details on how you can get wristbands and all of that. Keith LeBoer and Kate Woodward here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Los Angeles Hope House this morning, Keith Labor and Kate Woodward here for Lois Ann's Day this Sunday. So, what are the details? Because Kate mentioned it, you're going to get a wristband, and that's can you get those ahead of time?
Yes, you can go. There's a QR code that can be scanned on all the posters around town, and the bands are $25 for a single person, $45 for a couple, and $10 for a child. And with that band, you have access to everything that's there with no additional cost. Old Town Butcher is going to be doing a raffle. We're going to give away 10 $200 gift cards, so $2,000 worth of gift cards for Old Town Butcher for people. There's a local winery, local brewery, of course, all the burgers. All the ground beef is coming from us, local farms. The buns are actually made by a local baker. Mm-hmm. And so that's all fantastic. Cool Cat Cupcakes is going to have cupcakes there. And they are fantastic.
Yeah,
everybody
are.
In town
yes,
loves
they
those
are.
Things.
So good.
Yep. So yeah, you come in, there's going to be bounce house for the kids, there's a DJ, so there's music playing, and you've got 3 hours to come in and enjoy yourself and talk to everybody, meet some of your neighbors, and talk to all the people at Hope House, so it's going to be great.
And I guess you'd like to know probably, if you know you're coming, get a wristband as soon as possible, just because it helps you know how much... ground beef to prepare for.
Sure, yeah. So if 25,000 people buy a wristband tomorrow, I'll surely need some more cows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be very helpful, but we will have enough supplies there to produce about 15,000 or 1,500 sliders so far. If a lot of people buy in, we'll bring more.
Yeah.
So last year was the first year, and when we did it, you didn't know what to expect. I remember it was a really hot day.
It was.
And at the end of it, I know, Kate, you told me it was just, you just thought it was really successful as far as being able to get the word out about Hope House.
Absolutely. Well, I really look at Lois Ann's Day as such a celebration of the downtown community. And, we're located in Fredericksburg, and we really just wanted to celebrate all of the businesses that keep it thriving. So last year was the first time we opened up the celebration to the public. Previously, we had just a small event that took place on Hope House property where all of our current and former residents were able to stop by. This year, they can still attend the event. We have all of our families that come out, but we wanted to open it up to the public just because it's a really special day close to our heart. So it was great last year. We're excited for an even bigger turnout this year, and we've got incredible restaurants and vendors, something that really everyone can enjoy in your family.
If you want to be informed and entertained,
yes,
and maybe even amused, you ought to go to the Lois Ann's Hope House Facebook page. Kate goes to all, does videos in front of, and goes in to all the restaurants.
Yes. So I'm a Fredericksburg native. I grew up here. I love this community. So this is actually a real treat and a perk of my job that we're visiting each of the restaurants and the vendors that are participating in Lois Ann's Day just to highlight what makes them so special to our community. So on Sunday, we are going to have sliders featured from Casey's, Eats, Harry's, Mason-Dixon, Rebellion, and Sammy T's. Red Dragon's going to be providing the beer and Potomac Point, the wine. So we have a lot of great local businesses, and we're happy to support them.
Boy, all good places. And
Incredible places. Some
delicious... A couple of those restaurants I have not been to, so this is a chance if you haven't been to any of these restaurants to try them out.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to come and sample everything. So these are some of the greatest spots in town. They put a lot of work and creativity into the sliders that they're showcasing, so we can't wait for you to stop by and sample them.
Hey, boy, Keith, we talk about being able to highlight the work Lois Ann's Hope House does, and that's ultimately... But for these businesses, this is a great opportunity too, and thanks to them for on a Sunday to get staff to staff something like this, and those are great restaurants, and to be involved in this, but such a focus on the community.
Yeah, when I started asking around last year and talking to the different restaurants, I was extremely happy when all of them were more than willing to help. A lot of these restaurants contribute to the town anyway. They're very part of the community.
Yeah.
And when they kind of got a grin on their face when I told them they have an opportunity to kind of show off their food, and for people like yourself that might not have been to all of these different restaurants, it's a way for them to say, hey, come in and check out how good we are. Mm-hmm. So they're good people because they want to give back to the community, and it's also an opportunity for them to show off. So, yeah, it's really great.
And they'll show off.
Well, and it's a good chance, too, to describe, I mean, this, the beef that they're using comes from Old Town Butcher, and you have got a great business.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we do. We're open every day, and we do mostly local pork and beef and, you know, chicken and seafood and all of those things. We have all, because we're whole animal butchers, we have all the cuts you can't get at the local grocery stores. We get lots of special requests for things. We do sell a lot during deer season because people need things to add to their, to their harvest that they do every year. So, you know, it's neat. People come in and they want to chit chat. And we recently put a cutting counter out in the retail space. So we always have a butcher up top to answer questions for customers that come in, and they seem to really enjoy that. They end up hanging out a lot longer than when their food's ready, just because because they feel like they're being entertained and they learn something. So we welcome anybody to come in and check us out. It's all really high quality food, and we hope everybody in town can eat that well.
Well, and to have a butcher downtown is such a cool thing. I told you last year, I mean, I remember when you first went in, and I remember thinking, wow, that's something different that you don't see. And you're part of the woodwork downtown. Mm-hmm. You've really established yourself.
Well, yeah, this is sort of my fourth career. I grew up in the Midwest, and, you know, when I was a small child, we'd go to the grocery store and then across the street to the butcher shop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
I did too.
The butcher shops all went away, and I'm kind of a food junkie. I like really good food, and I couldn't find any, so I thought, well, I'll try to do it myself. And it's turned out to be really great. All of our relationships with the local farms is great. A lot of really good people out there. So it's been a real pleasure to do it, and my family and I eat very well now. So
It just doesn't seem to me that you there are a lot of butchers in towns. I mean, what you're doing is kind of a lost art right now.
It is, and we hire a lot of people that don't have any experience at all. Most of them come from some kind of a background where they've hunted, so they have some knife skills. Mm-hmm. And we teach them a skill that's going to last them the rest of their lives. So they come in, and they're not really sure what they want to do, young men and women, and we teach them how to do something that, as you point out, is sort of a lost skill.
Yeah, no, I can remember going with my mom to the butcher in the little town we lived in. And to have something like this in Fredericksburg is we're fortunate to have you.
Well, I appreciate it. And a lot of customers come in that are regulars, and they'll ask, you know, hey, does this look really good to do a pot roast, you know, and we'll walk around the counter and look at it, and then they'll come back a couple of days later to buy something else and tell us all about the pot roast that they made. So we have a lot of fun, too, getting to know our customers, mm-hmm. and they get to know us.
So you said this is your fourth career. What were the other three careers?
Oh, my gosh. I started out in pharmaceuticals. Then I was in big tech for a long time, then commercial real estate. And now I run a small business. So.
And the thing is, this has nothing to do, you know, this is not really close to any of those others.
None of them are related to each other
at
all.
No, everything.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. Right. No. What skills? You've got a lot of different skills. Mm-hmm.
Well, just
we got lucky that he's on our board. That's for sure.
Opportunities present themselves, and I sort of grab onto them.
So, where in the Midwest did you come from?
I grew up mostly in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So at some point, somebody knew, or you, somebody on the Hope House board said to you or somebody, mm-hmm. we need to talk to Keith about getting him on our board.
Yes, well, Keith kind of sought us out, from what I've been told as well, and saw the work that we were doing in the community, and we realized what a benefit and an asset he would be to our board, and he's just been incredible. And even bringing Lois Ann Stay to life, we could not make this happen without the support of Old Town Butcher, and so we're incredibly grateful to have his support.
This is a big time of year for Lois Ann's Hope House, because you've got Lois Ann Stay, and then Trees of Hope comes almost right next to it.
I know. Christmas in July is really valid for us because we already start planning Trees of Hope then, and we also start planning Christmas for all of our residents that are staying with us and the ones that have moved into their own homes. So this time of year, we're incredibly blessed. We see the support from our community in a massive way, and so we're so grateful for that. And these two events are really great ways to support Hope House, to come out, to learn about what we're doing in the community, the impact that we can have. And, you know, most importantly, bring out your family and you'll be supporting other local families in need in the community.
Just to learn about the needs and in how each of us can get involved. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get involved. And
there are so many ways.
And as we go along this morning, we're going to talk about that. But there really are. If you're looking for a place to have a real impact, there are real easy ways to get involved. You're not asking people to do a whole lot of things beyond what we do when we buy just regular things ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many ways to get involved at Hope House. One of the biggest things, if you are going grocery shopping or you're picking stuff up, if you pick up an extra roll of toilet paper, paper towels, or cleaning supplies, those are things we are just always in need of. Everything that you use to clean your home, we have 6 of them on our campus, if you've seen us down at Lafayette Boulevard. So we always appreciate that support. And additionally, we just talked about, we have 5 families that moved into their own homes. We have what we call a home sweet home initiative. So providing things like cookware, pots and pans, cutlery, towels, all of those things that you need to get started when you're moving into a new place, we try to provide that for all of our families as they're exiting shelter and onto their next chapter. But if you're interested in volunteering, service-based volunteering, or projects, we've got lots of different opportunities to get involved and to make an impact.
And just go to LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org for
yes.
all kinds of that, and it really is all laid out, all the different things. I mean, I just... just things like napkins or paper towels or just even plastic forks and spoons and knives.
All of it is so useful, and it really makes a difference because we try to supply the basic household items that people need. So when they come in, they can really focus on their long-term goals and housing ultimately, because that's what we do. So all of those basic needs, we want to make it simple for them. We want to have it on site so that we can provide it so that they're not worrying about that stuff.
More coming up. We'll talk more about Lois Ann's Day and Lois Ann's Hope House. Kate Woodward is here. Keith Labor is here. He's with Old Town Butcher on William Street. It's on William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. More News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, good stuff this morning with Kate Woodward and Keith Labor with Lois Ann's Hope House and Lois Ann's Day this Sunday, 12 to 4 at Maury Park, 901 Kenmore Avenue is the address. But again, it's right next to Maury Stadium. The Freddy's Donuts is right across the street. It's that corner.
Yes.
By so you'll have no trouble finding it.
Absolutely.
12 to 4 and lots of sliders and you can get a wristband. You can get it right now. You can take care of all of that.
Please go get your wristband right now. You can visit our website, our Facebook page. We've got the link plastered just about everywhere. $25 for a ticket, $45 for a couple. Just to lay the scene, when you come into Maury Park, we are going to have a bounce house, DJ. We're going to have different activities for the kids. So think, you know, face painting, temporary tattoos, arts and crafts, those kinds of things. We're going to have 6 local restaurants that are grilling up sliders. It's Casey's, Eats, Harry's, Mason Dixon, Rebellion, and Sammy T's. And then we'll have Red Dragon Brewery and Potomac Point there as well. So a great day just for the family to come out, something for everyone to enjoy, and support local families in the process.
The weather's going to be great.
Weather is going to be good.
Even if you know a little bit about Lois Ann's Hope House, you'll learn more, and you'll be able to tell others about Lois Ann's Hope House, and you're going to get great food.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, the most important part. This is a really fun way to support our cause and to learn a little bit more about our impact in the community and to raise awareness. So we've talked about, you know, 40 to 50 families that might be sleeping outside on any given night or in need of shelter. The schools also do account for how many students are in some sort of housing instability kind of situation. And in January of this year, they reported over 900 students in the planning district. So Hope House is one of the only resources for a lot of these families to try to stabilize their housing situation and ultimately just make sure that every child has a safe place to sleep at night.
Just last week, had some of the Spotsylvania social workers in, and there's 300 some students right now that are homeless already in Spotsylvania County. And
I know.
And some of them would be at Hope House.
Right. We work really diligently with all of the local school systems, and from what they've told us, they're inundated with people right now with the cost of housing. I think everyone knows the rental market has just increased so significantly, and a lot of times the folks we're working with have barriers. So that could be a former eviction, low credit, you know, something to that extent, and it's hard. It's hard for families to keep up. A lot of them are in survival mode. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And even by coming out to this event, you're directly supporting those families.
And that's ultimately right now. I mean, this is a great fundraiser for Lois Ann's Hope House. And hopefully, as you learn more about Hope House, and we talk about the need to make donations of just everyday things, but also that you become a monthly donor.
Absolutely, yes. We have multiple different giving options. So whether it's in-kind supplies that we just need that are essential to our operations, or if you're interested in giving a monthly donation, you can go on our website and sign up for that. It makes a huge difference to our cause, and every cent matters for us. No matter how big or small, it makes a huge difference in the work that we do and an incredible impact in our community.
And the impact you're having on the community, Keith mentioned earlier about just the 90% rate of people go through the program and they're not coming back. They're moving on with their lives and hopefully breaking a cycle, that this doesn't become something this breaks a cycle.
Yeah, well, our whole mission is to break the cycle of homelessness one family at a time. And we've seen that happen in work that we're doing, and we've really had a great success with that. You know, our whole goal is we don't want to put a Band-Aid on the situation. We really want to equip people with the tools they need to be successful long term. And so, you know, looking at our history of the agency, we've been doing exactly that. We've had a lot of families transition into their own homes in the community, and they're still there. And so it's a blessing, and it's great to see, and the need is really great right now. So any kind of support goes a long way so that we can continue having that impact.
Boy, the need is great, just because we like you mentioned, there's affordable housing is just not there, and with inflation and with everything, what you're doing now is even more important.
Oh yeah, I think we have so many more families that have not been in this situation previously, so they might experience a loss of income or some or other kind of financial hardship that very quickly just cascades, and so they end up in this cycle, and they're, you know, ultimately trying to break out of it, and it's difficult. So we do everything that we can, like I said, to kind of meet people where they're at. Every family has unique needs, and we really make sure that our services are targeted to the specific challenges that each family presents so that we can really help them be long-term stable.
That's where your staff comes in, of having to work with all of these families.
Yeah, and we have a great staff.
And we all know what it's like when you have people living together.
Yes. Yeah, there's lots of challenges.
Everybody's different. Some people are quiet in the morning or at night, and others aren't. I mean, just a lot of different things.
Well, as you talk about breaking the cycle, I think it's important to bring up that it's multi-generational. A lot of these are all families coming in, so there's parents and there's children. And Kate, you could probably touch on, there were a number of children that are starting college this year that came right out of Hope House.
Yeah, so when we think of breaking the cycle, this last year in the summer, we actually sent off four high school students went to college.
How about
some
that?
Of them were the first in their family to do so. So that was a huge blessing. We had one student who had a full ride to Radford that wants to be a teacher. We have another at Germana who said they're going to work with prosthetics and they want to solve blindness. We have one that got into an HBCU, another that's exploring psychology. So when we talk of breaking the cycle, these kids are the ultimate testimony of that. And it's exactly why our agency exists, is to support that. And so it's been a tremendous impact in the community, what we've been doing, and it's great to see it come full circle.
You must really be working to have, to be able to do that, of you're helping those families really look forward and make plans and work on not only getting a job and getting out of and finding a place for tomorrow, but also in the future for their kids.
What are your future goals? And I think especially for students who are in a period of transition and housing instability, we want our kids to dream big. We don't want them to, you know, be under the stress of day to day. We want them to really look forward towards their future and give them anything we can to assist in that process. So we partner with lots of local agencies. We partner with the schools, UMW for tutoring, all sorts of things. And, you know, last year we had several teenagers, so we were working on college applications and SAT prep and all of those things just to make sure that they were forward thinking and they had the opportunity to dream just as big as every other child in this community.
Wow, that is a great story.
It is.
To be able to tell that that you're not just living day to day, that you're helping them prepare and prepare for the day, like you say, of just recently when you have five families move out and they're moving on and others will follow and you start working with them.
Exactly, yeah. Five families moving out means five new ones come in. The need is there and we're hoping we'll just have the same success with those families that we can help them be in housing permanently and, you know, ultimately successful.
Yeah. How long are people there?
That's a great question. So families stay on us on average about 4 months. Typically, you know, the most challenging part is finding affordable housing in this region. And I know that means something different to everyone, but we really want to make sure that we're setting them up for success. So we try to identify safe, stable, permanent, and affordable housing in the area and assist them in moving into their own place. And we don't just move them in and say goodbye. We're still working with them through case management and wraparound support just to make sure that they have everything that they need.
I remember we told a we've in the past have told stories of people that were at Hope House and who had jobs and would ride bikes to jobs and things like that. I mean, up to, you know, up as far as like 17. And just some of the challenges that you always are dealing with.
And we have folks that are riding bikes and things like that. As the weather gets chillier, that becomes a concern.
Yeah.
I would say some of the biggest barriers for families in this area are transportation and childcare. So for example, one of our students who is going to Germana, they would have to get on the bus, I think 2.5 hours earlier than school started to get to campus an hour before class, and then they'd have to wait a few hours afterwards to catch the bus to get back. That doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when you're just starting out in college, you're trying to get acclimated. So we have what we call the HOPE Fund, so Housing, Opportunity, Prevention, and Equity. And that is kind of a flexible fund that, you know, anyone in the community can support. But it works with all of those things that, you know, accompany homelessness and housing instability to try to address those needs. So we were able to provide Ubers for the first semester so that the student could get to school no worry while they're working on getting their license so they can share a car with mom.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yes.
Why haven't I had you in earlier to talk about these programs?
I know. So even for our other student, she needed assistance with some of the enrollment fees to start college. We were able to assist through that fund to make sure that there was no disruption, that she was able to start college on time and get there.
And this is why you want to go to Lois Ann's Day. Learn about these things or get involved with Lois Ann's Hope House. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, the website, Lois Ann's Day, this Sunday, 12 to 4 at Maury Park in a downtown Fredericksburg. Good stuff this morning. Keith Labor and Kate Woodward. Kate's the executive director at Lois Ann's Hope House, and Keith is on the board and also with Old Town Butcher on William Street. And Keith, again, the brilliance of Lois Ann's Day is just to get everyone involved and just having businesses involved. Just the more people that hear this story from Kate.
It is. It's as I mentioned earlier, it's very hard to read an article about a place and get a feeling for who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
And with Lois Ann's Hope House, it's such an amazing organization. And something that we haven't really mentioned is how thoughtful they are in how they handle the homelessness problem. It's extremely expensive to house people, so it makes more sense to prevent them from being homeless. So yeah. There's a huge prevention program also for people that are in jeopardy of becoming homeless. And I'm sure Kate can touch on that a little bit more, but it's really important to look at the entire sort of call it life cycle of homelessness and address the problems before they become big problems. When they become big problems, then don't just put a Band-Aid on it, like actually fix it. And that's what they're really great at.
Yeah, so for example, we oversee the homelessness helpline for the area. So that means everyone in some sort of housing crisis, they can call one number to be screened, not just for Hope House, but all the programs.
That's such a huge thing. Because
it's huge.
When you're calling that number, you're in crisis generally.
Absolutely. And for some perspective, the last year we fielded over 16,000 calls from people who were in some kind of housing risk situation. Wow. So what we're seeing more and more of is folks that are calling that need some sort of preventative assistance. So they might be behind on their rent, they're in the eviction process. We had a call the other week where someone said, I need $160 to stay in my home with my kid. It makes a lot more sense for us to assist with the $160
yes.
rather than them losing their housing, having an eviction on their record, having to wait to get into a shelter, and then start all over. So we really are the lead agency in the community and the region at large to try to prevent people from even experiencing the trauma that comes with homelessness.
Yeah. Boy, just to be able to prevent that. Like you say, there's something that's relatively easy.
Right.
And hopefully by the time next month comes along, they've gotten something a little bit. Yeah. And they, you know, like you say, they don't have to start over.
Exactly. And it could be something simple, right? I had a huge car repair that, you know, I had not planned for in my budgeting. And so I fell behind this month.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I got sick. I had to call out of work because my child was sick. So I missed some hours. It could be very simple things that aren't necessarily long-term issues. But everything that we can do to make sure that they maintain in their housing is really making a huge impact in the community, and it's more cost effective for the community.
When we talk about Lois, we talk about Lois Ann's Hope House on Lafayette Boulevard. It's more than just one house.
It is. Yes.
That's the one. I think you earlier mentioned it as a campus. It is a campus.
It is. Maybe we need to say Lois Ann Hope Houses so that people know. A lot of folks think that we are just one home, but we are not. We have six of them, and we house up to 19 families. So we talked a little bit earlier. We have just under 50, you know, people that are residing with us and in our care right now. But we've had to grow just because of the need in the community to make sure that we can keep up and offer more crisis housing options to families that are struggling right now.
And so it's a great spot, and it's been fortunate that you've been able to, over the years, up some properties that have gone on the market.
Absolutely. I think most people in this area are familiar with Larry Silver, and he helped us with acquiring several of the properties on our campus. And it's kind of full circle because Lois Ann's Day is really an honor of Lois Ann Chacon Silver, who was a social worker, his sister in the community. And so it's really just to honor her legacy that she's had in the community and the work that we're doing at Hope House to continue her impact.
One final break, and we'll come back and wrap this up by talking again in detail about what you can expect on Sunday for Lois Ann's Day. Keith Labor here from Old Town Butcher. He's on the board. And Kate Woodward, the executive director of Lois Ann's Hope House. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Kate Woodward and Keith Labor here this morning talking about Lois Ann's Hope House. Before we get out of here, Keith Labor, Old Town Butcher, I got to give you at least 30 seconds to give a little commercial for Old Town Butcher in all that you do. You're really involved in the community, but you got some fabulous food there.
We do, yeah. So we've been around for about 12 years, and when the butcher shop first started out, it was kind of just a downtown meat market where we would buy the same sorts of things that grocery stores had. And it took a number of years for us to develop some relationships with local farms.
Yeah.
It's not the same farmer who raises the pigs and raises the cows and the chickens and the eggs and all of those things, so that takes some time. And it was very important for us to not only support the local farms because it's great for the local economy, but also because the food is better and it's cleaner. A lot of people don't know the difference between a free-range egg or a pastured egg or what have you. And those are the kinds of things you can learn when you come into the store. It's a big difference. The same with chickens and the cows and the pigs. You know, ours are all pasture-raised, so the cows are walking around happy, eating grass all of their lives. Same with the pigs. And we'll go out and inspect the farms and talk to the farmers about how they're raising the animals, because it's important for us that they're all humanely raised and without a lot of chemicals. Or without any chemicals.
Yeah.
And then how they're fed, too, because the food tastes better when the animals are fed properly. So we learned a lot, or I learned a lot, you know, from the farmers, and we work together to make sure that we're putting the best food we can on the table for everyone.
So Old Town Butcher, it's on William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. Stop by. Look over things, and you can tell the difference. There's definitely a difference in the taste and quality of all the meats you sell.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
So anyway, Keith, it is always great, and thanks for your commitment to the community, mm-hmm. and Lois Ann's Hope House, because there's time and money spent, and there are a lot of people involved. There need to be more, and you're one of them, and thank you.
It's a privilege to do it, and all of my staff is really behind it as well.
So, Kate, Lois Ann's Day is this Sunday, noon to 4, and if you don't know Maury Park, you do know where Maury Stadium is. It's right next door to Maury Stadium and right across the street from Freddy's Donuts.
Yes, we are so excited to be celebrating this Sunday at Maury Park. When you come in, we are going to have several different activities for the kids, so a moon bounce, we've got face painting, all sorts of stuff. We're also going to have a DJ that will be there performing. Additionally, we will have 6 different downtown restaurants that are going to be on the grills cooking up sliders. Your ticket includes free samples of all of the restaurants, in addition to 2 drink tickets. So we will be joined by chefs from Casey's, Eats, Harry's, Mason Dixon, Rebellion, and Sammy T's, and we're going to have Red Dragon Brewery and Potomac Point Winery that will be serving up drinks. It is going to be such a great time. It's a huge celebration of our downtown community and the businesses that keep us thriving. And in the process, you are supporting local families in need that are experiencing homelessness and housing transition to make sure that every child has a safe place for the holidays.
And like you said, it's starting to get colder, we all can feel it this morning, and we're going to start feeling. This is the season we're in, and people need help, and Lois Ann's Hope House is providing that.
Absolutely, especially as we get into the colder season, our services are even more important just to make sure that families are safe during this time of year. We operate the largest family homeless shelter for the area, in addition to several different prevention programs. So our services are vital. They are a lifeline for a lot of the families in this community. And this event is a really great way to spread awareness to what we're seeing with family homelessness and to support our cause.
And family homelessness, we often don't think about that.
Yes.
But it's existing, and just the rate that you have, the success rate that you mm-hmm. have, is worth celebrating.
Absolutely.
And supporting.
Yes, we have a lot to celebrate. A lot of folks don't see family homelessness. It's not always visible, but we see it every single day, and we see the number of families that are reaching out for services, and it is alarming. So it's wonderful that we have our shelter program, the crisis services, and our rent assistance just to be able to fill that gap. We have a 90% success rate with the families that we work with that they stay in housing long term and they're stable and successful. And so this is a great way to promote that and to support that so we can increase our impact in the community as we see more families reaching out.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org is the website. Also, you want to go to Facebook because you can watch Kate in doing videos with every one of these restaurants. Every one of those videos is just fabulous. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. Lois Ann's Day this Sunday, 12 to 4 at Maury Park. Keith LeBoer and Kate Woodward, thank you both for coming. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.